We're going to have a special treat for Yontif. By all accounts, Rav Kook's greatest Talmud is Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zecher Tzaddik Lekodesh Levracha. Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap wrote many svarim that are called Maimarim. Every word of Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, every word is filled with the ruach of his great Rebbe of Rav Kook. He himself was a tzaddik, a kodesh Torah, a goyin olam, who was respected, was beloved by all the chugim of Yerushalayim, which is no small feat, as you know. Yerushalayim life is very, very opinionated, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was loved by everybody and respected, despite the fact that he went from the old yeshuv and he became Rav Kook's Talmud. Maintained his ksharim with all of the Yerushalmis, and he's one of the deepest thinkers that we have in the last century. So I had a cheshik to do a little bit for Sukkos from the Talmud from Yaakov Moshe. All of this is the hashra and hashpa of his Rebbe Rav Kook. We don't have from Rav Kook any chibur, any sefer on in Yoni Sukkos. Of course there are pieces, and they put together a likud of Kook's things on Sukkos, but I felt this would be a way to carry Rav Kook's mahalach with us through Sukkos and Shemini Atzeres. So we'll try. We'll have to try to move quickly. L'kachtel l'chem b'yom ha'rishon, rishon l'cheshbon ha'vaynes. Where it says, Maimon nun ches. You shall take the Arba Minim on the first day. So of course the big question is, what do you mean the first day? It's not the first day, it's the 15th of the month. It's not the first of the month. So Chazal say an amazing thing. All the Sfarim are talking about this Chazal. Rishon l'cheshbon havaynes. It's the first day of the cheshbon of making accounting of Aveiros, of our Aveiros. There's a famous Kedushas Levi on that. This is what I'm talking about. What does it mean, Rishon L'Cheshbon Aveiros? This is what I'm saying, that the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no Cheshbon, which doesn't Chas V'Shalom mean that it's Hefka, you know, it's not, we're never off from Yiddishkeit. But that the Aveiros, there's no Cheshbon of Aveiros, until Sukkot. So the 15th of Tishrei is called Rishon, the first. It's the first of the Cheshbon of Aveiros. What does that mean? Ha-maimer tamu ma'ay. This maimer is very, very odd. And why is that by Sukkot such a thing? V'gamadu hishmianu v'nien zedav k'bin l'kichas arba minim v'leib yeshivas Sukkot. And if this is the inyan of Sukkot, that is somehow that the Torah calls Sukkot Yom HaRishon, the first day, even though it's the 15th, that it's the first day of an accounting of a new cheshbon of Aveiros, then why is it dafke that that's taught by the Arba Minim, by the Lulav and Esrig? Why not by the mitzvah of Yeshivas Sukkah? Which of the Yontiv is called Sukkahs, we understand that the Iker of the Yontiv is Yeshiva B'Sukkah. It's sitting in the Sukkahs, the Iker. Achra Yom Kippurim Boim Yimei HaSukkahs. You have to concentrate. It's very, very hard to understand. That he also picked up from his Rebbe. Achra Yom HaKippurim, Boim Yimei HaSukkos. After Yom Kippur HaSukkos. B'Yom HaKippurim, Huzgu HaTahara. That on Yom Kippur we were able to achieve, we were able to reach a madrega of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, of Tahara, of pureness. Vata, and now, when it comes to Sukkos, during these days leading up to Sukkot and Sukkot, Nidroshim Liya is Chadol Mikol Chalo. And now our responsibility is to stay away from all sickness, to stay away from everything that could Chalila blemish this Tahara, this beautiful, beautiful pureness that we have after Yom Kippur. B'Oifel Liya is Begeder Einam Uchsharm L'Kabal Tumah. So we should be in a we should be such people that we're not mukhshil kabel tuma, which of course is a halachic statement. To be mukhshil kabel tuma means when something cannot be makabel tuma. There are certain materials that are makabel tuma that can potentially become tamei when coming into contact with tuma, and there are other materials that are not makabel tuma that cannot become tamei. The schach of the sukkah, of course, is made, the schach, which is the ikur of the sukkah, has to be made davka from what? Materials that are not makabel tuma. So the tahara that we have in Yom Kippur, the tahara, the pureness of Yom Kippur, is fragile. And we have to try to sustain that. The sukkah and the world of sukkahs is a world that's not makabel tuma. To stay away from tuma, not to be kalim, Chalila, that are makabel tuma. V'zeh mesigim ayidei ha-sukkah. And that somehow we're able to be mechazik this through the sukkah. She'tzvichel yes mesuchaches midover she'en makabel tuma. That the schach, the covering of the sukkah, must dafka be, which is the sukkah, must dafka be from that which is not makabel tuma. It rejects tuma. It doesn't accept tuma. That's what we have to make the sukkah from. Hasogas at Tahar Yom Kippur, Hoide Eliosum She Yisrael L'Sharis Kodshom. The way that we reach Tahar Yom Kippur is by our ascending to the Sharish of who we are. There's all we're talking about, all of the Shmuzim for Yom Kippur, all the Torah of Yom Kippur are this Nakuda, of wanting to go back to that Sharish of who we are. One of the Chavijas showed me inside a Sefer that Yom Kippur is the Gematria, Reitza Ani. That I want to go back to the Sharish of who I am. That Reitzani, that we have, like Imam brings in Hilchos Gerushin, Kaifnai say, actually, I'm a Reitzani. To really want to be the Ani of who I am, to get back to the Sharish of who I am. That's Yom Kippur. That's a place of Tahara. To the Sharish of who we are, that's a place of Tahara. That's what Tshuva means, to return to that place. So, Soichichim, Bekanfei Hashchina. So now we cover ourselves in the sukkah with the wings of the Divine Presence. And this is the secret of our tahara. And since on Yom Kippur, through all of the avodah of El Shoshana Sesame Tshuva, Yom Kippur, we come to that place of the sharish, of the root of who we are. In that place, Ein al Yisrael shum oshma. There's no guilt in that place of who we really are. All of the ugliness and all the guilt is when we go away from who we are. It's outside of the place of Ani, of who I really am. It's wanting things outside of the Ani. Yom Kippur's Reitza Ani. Tumah is wanting things that are not Ani, that are not who I truly am. Chazal tells them when you receive the Torah that the filth of the sin of Adam and Chava stopped. That filth of the snake stopped. But of course we couldn't hold on to that tahara, that pureness, because of Amalek and because of the Eir of Rav that were mixed in with us. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says a very wonderful thing. The truth is that the nature of a Jew is to be completely without guilt. And it's the influence, like Chazal tell us, the influence of outside things, of Amalek and our enemies, and the chlal of a culture that's completely not attuned to the soul of a Jew. Therefore, all of the averis are thrown onto the heads of the umas, like onto the seer, the goat of Azazel, that was thrown down to Azazel, the seer Azazel, which represents Esav and Amalek, because it's not natural for us to sin. We're very uncomfortable sinning. The sins really belong to the nations of the world, to Amalek, and Amalek's little helpers. That's really where all of our various belong. So Yom Kippur, we put it onto the head of the Seir La'Azazel, and we throw the Seir off the mountain. Gam Shehem Gormim. Hasharoshim L'chol Chayt B'Yisrael, because it's the nations of the world led by Amalek, the Koch of Amalek, that are causing us, and we have free choice, and we have to account for our mistakes, but are making it very difficult for us to live pure lives. V'chach menosa hasir olav es kol avinosam el eretz gzeira. Therefore, the seir, the goat, that was thrown off the mountain, the tzuk, that was thrown off the mountain in the desert, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it was around a three-hour walk, actually, from the Beis, approximately a three-hour walk from the Beis HaMikdash, 3 to 4 hour walk, that, think of it, it was pretty hot in those, it's pretty hot in Yerushalayim in the middle of the day, that time of the year, and it was going out, it's machlokes, which direction, towards Yericho or towards Heaven, it's machlokes, but it was a three, four hour walk, it wasn't so posh. So all of the averus are placed upon the head of Klai Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, placed upon the head of the Seir La'Azazel, and is thrown off the mountain. Ba'kol al Rosh Seir Shehim be'emes hachayov makol, because truthfully, the nations of the world are guilty. Ba'hu inyan asir asenu b'yom hanerayim, and this is what we're davening about on Yom Nerayim. Ba'ein me'litz yoisha mul magid dvar pesha, or magid pesha, Tagli Yaakov, Dvarachoyku Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat. So the Ein Melitz Yosha, there's no one to defend us. There's no defense attorney. Mul Magid Pesha, in the face of our Averus. So Tagli Yaakov, Dvarachoyku Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat. What does that mean? L'chari says, Ein Amuvan, Dim Ein Melitz Yosha. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, if there's no Melitz Yosha, if we have no excuses, and there's no one to defend us because we have no excuses, we can't justify ourselves, then Havli Levakish Rachman, then we should be asking for mercy, for compassion. If you have no excuses and you're guilty, then the only thing you could do is throw yourself at the feet of the judge and say, have Rachmanis. But instead, what do we say? Instead we say, Tagel Yaakov Dvar Choyko Mishpat HaMelech HaMishpat. The last thing you want is mishpat, right? If you're guilty, and you have no melech yosha, there's no one to defend you. The last thing you want is hamelech hamishpat. It should be melech kel molei rachamim. It should be. Bechlal, the holy name of hamelech hamishpat. We've got to stay away from the whole business of mishpat. We know that it's there, but like, who needs it? Achen inyan de kol zman she'ef shalom letzadik mibaladei hatolos kol avnei seinu alzul haseinu. Of course, as much as we can, we have to try to justify ourselves, meaning we have to try to prove ourselves worthy of going on with another year and being given life and so on. But when it comes down to it, there are certain things about ourselves that we can't explain, meaning that we don't have excuses for. You run out of excuses. So then, anachem of Akshim, so we ask Hashem, Tagli Yaakov Dvarachoyku Mishpat. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech HaMishpat, and you know, and only you know, that in the pnimius of who I am, I'm not guilty of all of these things. And that I've come under the influence of something very foreign to who I am. And that influence is the influence of Amalek, the influence of Esau, the influence that's outside. That's not really who I am. And therefore we ask it should be Dvarachoyku Mishpat. Not for us. Should be be'emes, the choyke mishpah, truthfully we're not guilty. Which again is not an excuse. We have to try to work on ourselves as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe just said. But at the end there's a devar choyke mishpah, there's an accounting with the nations of the world, with Esav, with Amalek, for what has happened to us in Golus. Be'emes ha'chayev b'zeh, ono ezul aseinu. Who's chayev in this? Us or the others? The toichen, the contents of the slicha, of the forgiveness in the mechil of Yom Kippur, Hu al yidei gilui hasharoshim. Takes place through revealing the shayrish. We have to get to the shayrish. The shayrish of Am Yisrael is holy and pure. The shayrish of the nations of the world is impure. Omnam zeh ha-mechila v'chlal. Same thing when a person is marchal another person. Let's not stamp this out, marchal you. A person did something that wasn't nice to you. So he says, are you marchal me? So, yeah, I'm marchal you. Of course it's not void in that stamp, but what does it mean, I'm marchal you? I'm marchal, when you said those words, I'm marchal you, which we've been saying a lot of, right? When you, and hopefully thinking, when you say the words, I'm marchal you, I forgive you. It means that I believe that what you did is not an accurate representation of who you really are. I believe that it was temporary insanity, and I forgive you. I believe that that's not you. I believe that it's not the sherish of who you are. What you did was out of character. We don't have to. We're not forgiving. We don't forgive the Germans, Yimach Shemam. But these people, you have Jews that talk like that. We're not forgiving Amalek, we're not forgiving the Germans, Yimach Shemam Zichem. So what they did was not out of character. It's when a German didn't kill a Jew, it was out of character, you understand? That was out of character. The stories, the few stories that we have, that the Goyim like to make such a big deal about, the righteous Gentiles, I don't know. They were very, very great people, those righteous Gentiles, the real ones who were righteous Gentiles, but they're not too many minyanim, you understand? So, but the chiddush of a guy was that he didn't kill a Jew. It was a big chiddush. And then for the next 100 years, I'd say, thank you, Reb Guy, that you didn't kill me. It was a chiddush. Because the shurish of Amalek is to kill. The shurish of Amalek, there's no need of forgiving. Mechila means to return to the shurish. And forgiveness comes from that place of the shayrish, of the root, which is pure and holy. So I'm able to forgive your behavior, because I know that your behavior, your improper or your bad behavior, was out of character. That's not who you are, and that's not who you want to be. So I can be moichel then. Kshiyagiv yimei ha-sukkah, shekol ma sh'nifal b'yom kippur b'koyach, yoytze b'yom elu v'poil gomer. So Sukkos brings out Lamaisa, all that we're working on Yom Kippur, comes out to the Lamaisa of Sukkos. Yom Kippur is getting everything in motion. Yom Kippur is setting up shop. Yom Kippur is getting everything ready. And Sukkos is when it's Chal. Sukkos is when it comes out, when everything comes out. Kedivrei HaMedrash, and the famous Medrash in Vayikra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Moshe L'Shnayim Sh'nichnesu Eitzel Adayin, that the Indian of how we come out holding up our lulav up high, I think everybody knows the Medrash, that we hold up the lulav. What is that? It's a moshel. The two who went in shenichnisu etzel adayin, the two who were in judgment, the two had a fight, were in judgment. There was a taina, one against the other, and they were in judgment by the judge. V'leis ananya yadin man hu noitzeach. We don't know. We're waiting outside the courtroom. We don't know who won the case. We don't know who's the guilty one, and we don't know who's the innocent one. Elaman de nosav bain viyodei anan yodin duhu netzuchayu. But the one who comes out with his hands up, raised up, in victory, we know that he was the one that was victorious. Same thing. Kach Yisrael v'umas ha'olam boyin mekat v'gilav nekadosh baruch b'shon. Same thing that Am Yisrael and the nations of the world are in a din. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Sultan says that the Jews are guilty and so on. V'leis onan yodin man notzach. And we don't know who's victorious. The din with the Umas Island doesn't mean with this guy or that guy. It means with the Yetzirah, with the Taivis, with that culture, with that world outside of Kedushas Yisrael. We don't know who's victorious. Elamesh Yisrael, Yoytzim of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. So after Yom Kippur, things a little bit, we're waiting to see what's going to be. And then comes Sukkos, Lulavayin, Vesar, again, the other, we come out holding up the Lulav and Esther, we hold up the Abaminim. On the Yoidin, the Yisrael, Inu Nitzuchai. Then we know that Am Yisrael is victorious. That Am Yisrael is justified in Din. Lefichach Moshe Mazal Yisov Armelhem Ulakachtel Mechem Yerishin. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, be careful to make sure to take the Arba Minim, the Lulav Nesri, after Yom Kippur. Ha'inyin, that's Chazal. Ha'inyin should be Yom Yerishin Shel Sukkis. So what happens the first day of Sukkis? Asheboy hininu mis'alim l'madregas b'chinas enu mukhsharm l'kabal tumma. The first day of Sukkot we rise, we ascend to a madrega, we were so strong after Yom Kippur that we're not mukhshar l'kabal tumma, that we've returned to the root of our existence, like the schach, which cannot be makabal tumma, where we naturally resist any tumma from the outside world. We go into that private world of who we really are, and we resist any tumma. We resist any outside influence. Ozmas galav apal masha nechtam yom kippur and b'kayach. And then the chesima of Sukkis, of Shana Rabbah and Sukkis, is the chesima, the seal of that which we are working on all of Yom Kippur. But that tahara is preserved, and that tahara is protected with the seal of our not being mukhsharim l'kabal tumah. So we're not open for any tumah from the outside world. We're not interested to hear what Esav has to say. We're not interested. We cancel our subscription to the New York Times. You ever think of doing that? I'm sure that many of you have done that. I found out around 11 years ago that I could live without looking at the New York Times. I only found that out around 11 years ago. When it got so unbearable with the anti-Semitism, with the stuff that's in there, that I couldn't, with the reporting, I couldn't take it anymore. And I said, I can't. Not that I was not reading it every day, but I was the Sunday one I would look at, and all the years growing up was part of growing up in New York, and it was hot. It was such a liberating thing not to be connected to that. Don't have to, and that's not from the most harmful influences that come from the world of Esav. You could probably get the New York Times online now also, along with other things. So Lefichach, therefore, Yaakov Moshe says, Lefichach, also Rishon L'Cheshvan Avinus. Therefore, Sukkot is called Yom HaRishon, the first day of Cheshvan Avinus, of the Cheshvan of Aveus. L'das kam yesh lizkoif al Cheshvan ha'umais, mitzad she'em ha'sharish pera roish v'la'ana, l'kol ha'toyim ha'avinus, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe turns the whole thing around. Rishon L'Cheshvan Avinus means it's the first day where it's clear to us what's the real cheshbon of our aveiros? The real cheshbon of our aveiros comes from them. It comes from the outside world. Of course we're weak. And we have to do tshuva. We give in. And every little Esav and every little Amalek that comes along, we carry mishtach and we hear, what do you have to say? We're makabel. Makabel tumah. To be makabel tumah. Rishon L'Cheshvan Avinus means that we're closed. We're not open to business. So he says that the cheshbon, he says, that cheshbon of the averus that come, that originate from the umas ha'olam, and how careful you have to be not to get back into that cheshbon, not to get back into that counting, that menu of tumah that we indulge in over the year. Mneizeh ilulei hashivim parim. So then this is an amazing thing. That on Sukkot we have the only time, such a thing, that we have the 70 sacrifice offerings that correspond to the 70 nations of the world, and they wind down until we get to Shmini Atzeres when it's Parachat, and that's it. The nations of the world are out. So there's this strange interaction that takes place, something strange on Sukkot, where there are some offerings that somehow correspond to the 70 offerings of Sukkot that correspond, which we say in the laning and the davening, that correspond to the 70 nations of the world, until we're free of them. Shmini Atzeres is the king and the queen, meaning Kutcher Bichon Knesset, going to the world chamber alone, without having any of the riffraff hanging around from the Umas Olam, from the nations of the world, just Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting. Now we bring these sacrifices to sort of, I don't know if the right word is to appease, but for the good of the nations of the world. You know what? Like you remember in Fiddler on the Roof, when he said what Tevye said, that may the Lord keep the Tsar what? Far away from us. That's what, may the Lord keep the Tzar far away from us. So we give the 70 korbanos for the nations. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep the nations of the world far away from us. If not for these korbanos, lo hayanishim hem sarid upolid, the nations of the world wouldn't be able to exist. There wouldn't be one left. So this is the hashgacha that until Mashiach comes, we have this inyan. They wouldn't be able to go on living a day after Sukkot, a day after the first day of Sukkot, when all the Averis, when that whole cheshbon of what they brought into the world, of all the tumah that they bring into the world, that's put onto their heads, onto their cheshbon, onto their accounting. But we want to stay away from that count. And we put it and it goes on them. They wouldn't be able to live another day if we didn't bring the 70 korbanos that preserve them somehow despite all of their Averis. And by demonstrating our victory in this din between us and the nations of the world by holding up our Arba Minim, that it says in the Torah that Hashem will remove the nations of the world ma'at ma'at, slowly but surely. Hashem will remove our enemies. So bislach. And in other words, we'll be able to defeat them ma'at ma'at, a little at a time. We won't be able to kalosa maher, we won't be able to destroy them, to come and to destroy all of our enemies in one shot. Pentar b'lecha chayis asada, whatever that means, the chayis asada, there will be more that will gather up against us. So therefore, Al-Kain Mukhrochim Anulis Barach Ba'avuram Shivim Param. Therefore, since Hashem said that in this world, the nations of the world exist, and we have to live in a world with them, so the 70 Karbonis preserve these nations, that if we were left up to the Averis that they brought into our lives and into the whole world, they would be destroyed. But just like the sacrifices become less and less each of the days of the Sukkot, each of the days of Sukkot, there are less of these sacrifices that are brought for the nations, so too our enemies decrease and decrease and become less and less. Ze inyan ha-pasuk, and this is the meaning of the pasuk that we've just been saying all during Slichas and Yom Kippur. Ze inyan ha-pasuk machisi ka'av psh'echa, I will erase like a cloud all of your sins, v'cha'anan chatoisech chatoisam, and like a cloud all of the aveiros, shuvei elaiki galticha, return to me, Hashem says, I have redeemed you. All of the sins are going to be erased like a cloud. Return to me, ki galticha, I have redeemed you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevaser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, on Yom Kippur, shekvar mocha kol ha'pshoim v'chatoim, that Hashem already erased all of the Averis, kilu lahayim ha'olam, as if they never were. Lo shahaya din aleihem v'nigma levater aleihem. Not that there was a din and they were guilty, but we were acquitted. Not that there was a din and we were guilty, but Hashem said, all right, you're guilty, but I'll let you off the hook. No, not that. Ela shenimchu lagamrei. Nimchu lagamrei. Erased. You see how much in the davening of Hashem Kippur and in the Slichas, all of the Slichas, if you look at Slichas before Yom Kippur, says Slichas, it says Mechula, all the Slichas are about the inyan, what we have with the nations of the world. Just read through Slichas in English, because they're very, very hard to understand. Read through the Slichas, you'll see. Si'ir v'chosnai. We talk about the Mechutanim, Esav and Yishmael, all of the Slichas. What we have with the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, what they bring upon us and through our tzaros, and all of the tefillas of Halarisha Ka'oshan Be'oshan Techla, the destruction of our enemies. Nimchul Gamri, the various, not that they were and we were let off the hook. Nimchul Gamri erased. K'may Av Ve'onan, like a cloud.
Avram,
then when the cloud goes, you don't see any trace. It was like there's no trace of the cloud. When the sun comes out and it's a nice day, so the clouds, there's no trace. It's finished. Ugam kvar ga'alticha. Loi amar ki egaleich. It doesn't say, I will redeem you. It says, shuvei lai ki ga'alticha. Return to me. Hashem says to us, I've already redeemed you. The clouds are gone. El ga'alticha, shekvar negolu. The chosar rak, what? The only thing that's missing, it's a big thing, but that's what's missing, is Hashem says, I erased everything. The clouds are gone. But the one thing that we're having a hard time with is Hashem does his thing, but our thing is shuva elai, is to return to him, to come back to him. Hainu boy elai, come to me. Yitiya mugan b'tzel elyon, come to me in the sukkah, and I'll surround you with my cloud. That's what the sukkah is, the anani hakavod. You'll be in the shadow of my cloud, of my love. Come to me. Shuvei laki galticha. The umas ha'olam, the nations of the world. The tumma. Ki galticha. Mochisi ka'obshecha. You don't have to talk about your avarice anymore, what you had, your avarice. They come from the umas ha'olam, from Esau. Don't talk about them anymore. Mochisi ka'obshecha. I erased them all. Hashem says, finished. A cloud, gone. There's not a trace. Not a trace that remains. Shuvei lai ki galticha. Come to the sukkah. Chosirak shetova v'teisha b'tzel ha'mehulus v'tzel. Tzel ha'sukkah, all that's missing, you have to come back to me. What does it mean to go to Hashem? Come to the sukkah. The sukkah is the tzel ha'mehulus. It's the shadow, it's the shade of faith in Hashem. I don't need the umas ha'olam. I don't need even these things that they give me. I need to be in Hashem's place. And that's what the sukkah is. A phrase on the sukkah is Rachim Chai Mishalom, sukkah Shleimecha. So after Yom Kippur, Hashem Yisbarach says, go away. The sila was thrown off the Mount Lazozel. Don't allow yourself to be Makabal any tum anymore. Rishon L'cheshban Avanis, all the Averis are on your enemies. Shuvei Lai, come to me. Where? To the sukkah. Ki galticha. I've redeemed you from all of that filth. Shuvei laki galticha. Can you imagine what an amazing thing it would be? Try to think about this. Try to think about this. What about, maybe it's silly. Maybe it's silly because I'm assuming that it's not already taken care of. What would it be like to spend a few hours a day in the sukkah, on sukkahs? I mean, that sounds reasonable, no? To spend some time, if you're able to, in the sukkah, without any cell phone, without any iPhone, iPad, pod, Android, whatever, robots, without anything, without any computer, without any laptop. Can you imagine what that's like? Just imagine. To sit in B'tzel D'Mehimanusa and to leave all the Mishinkas away. It would be better if you could throw it down with the Sila Azazel, all together, like it says, the Sila Azazel was the... It would, by the his halfway down the mountain, it would already be, the animal would already be broken into a million bones. Wouldn't it be nice? I know this sounds very extreme, and this is going to get out. That Weinberger suggests that we smash our.
We go to each other's
to take. Imagine what it would be that would go off the side of the mountain. Oh, halfway down would break, and all that stupid information would spill out, and we'd be able to live again, to live what it means to live without that. You remember we used to be alive? Those who have a little gray hair or are dying their gray hair. You know what it would mean to live again? To be free of that? You remember when there was a thing when you called a person and there was a busy signal? And you couldn't, you weren't thinking in your head, you know that I'm calling you. Because it's on your caller ID. So don't play any games with me. I'm expecting a call back from you. You remember when we weren't in that world? It's not long ago. It's not long ago when we didn't have that world. The guy I sat behind yesterday, last night there was a bar mitzvah, that the guy was sitting while the Rosh Hashiva was talking, for the bar mitzvah boy, the Rosh Hashiva was talking, he wasn't sitting with it under his table like this. He was sitting like this. And the guy was 10 feet away from the Rosh Hashiva, like this. Okay, and he was doing like this, and then he finally put it away, so I was relieved that he put it away. But I'm telling you the truth, then he took out from another pocket, a different one. He took out another thing from the pocket. Right in front, like this in the face. And I said to my wife, I have an Indian to talk to this person. My wife said, please, Moshe, don't talk to this. I said, how did you do such a thing to it? And when the Mashiva went up to talk, he stood up a little bit. I wanted to tell him, stand up, you know what, sit in your chair and put your things away. That I'm sure he's a wonderful, nice person, but the most basic, normal way of living, of Derech Eretz, that any normal human being would have, Derech Eretz, it's hard to believe. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's just not. This is the Indian that we can. So imagine if it would be in the sukkah. Why don't they make a campaign like that? Electronic device free sukkah. Except for the lights. Nothing in the sukkah. Nothing in the sukkah. You're not allowed into the sukkah. You have to come in unarmed. Into the sukkah. What?
We have that. They're kept in sukkahs.
I'm not just talking about Yontif. I understand Yontif and nobody's carrying anything. I'm talking about on Cholamoid.
Oh.
To come to the sukkah and Cholamoid with that. And Yontif, of course, no one has. But on Cholamoid, I'm saying. To go, the kumba say, not just because I have to have a piece of cake or I have to have a hamaitzi, I can't eat out of the sukkah. To go back into the sukkah, it would be returning to life. Shuvu v'chiu.
Leave your egos outside.
To go back to the sukkah. To go back to the way that a normal person should live. All of that comes to us from the world of Esav. And Al Tishivani Dover, that what do you mean Esav? We use the computers for all these good things. I don't think of that whole schmooze. Yeah, I have to apologize and say yes, of course, but there are good things we use. If it were possible to throw it all off the mountain with all of the Torah that you can get into the computer to off the mountain, and we'll just go back to Svarim. We were fine for thousands of years, you know? We managed somehow to learn Torah without computers, you know? Without super duper, all kinds of things popping up with the daf and the new colored toisters. It's nice. It helps people learn. We can manage. Shuvei like galticha. Mimeli says he's galucha kin chamugal. If we would do that, if we would go to the sukkah, we would see kigalticha. And then Hashem would say, "You see, I took the clouds away. I took the clouds away in Yom Kippur. The clouds are gone." All that was missing was shuvah light. Come to my sukkah. Come and live with me. In the tzelah de memelusa, just with me. Away from the umas ha'olam. Not just the nations of the world. Nobody, we're not having goyim in our sukkah. But from everything that's goyish in the sukkah. Everything that doesn't belong in our lives. Shuvah light igal ticha. We're not going to finish if I get... I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lance. I want... Hold it, okay? Just hold on to it. Gimel. The next, turn over the page. Turn over a new leaf. And then you come to Shmini Atzeres. Wow. Those who learn Sfarim HaKadosh know Shmini Atzeres is the holiest day of the year. In many respects, Shmini Atzeres is bigger than Yom Kippur. Which is funny. You ask some people that are not religious, they've never heard of Shmini Atzeres. Right? Never heard of Shmini Atzeres. They heard of Hanukkah, they heard of Pesach, they heard of Yom Kippur, they heard of Shoshana, yes, the Shmini Atzeres. Maybe Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is Shmini Atzeres. Well, B'Shmini Atzeres, Mezgala Oz, Ahavas Hashem Levana, therefore the highest level of Ahava, of intimacy, of privacy, of one-on-one, is Shmini Atzeres. Ad Sho'ima, Aniv Ata Nasa Suda Beinenu. That's it, we're done. The nations of the world, they were given their 70 sacrifices, they're going to go busy, they'll be busy playing the rest of the year with their iPads, and they're off into the world, let them go, and they should be healthy and well, and far away from us. And now what's Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres, like Chazal say in the Gemara there, Hashem says, Par Echad, that's it. Let the two of us, Nasa Suda Meinen, we have our own, now that we got rid of all of the riffraff, now we have our own little Suda together. Just us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just us with Hashem, without any strangers with us. No strangers. Again, it doesn't mean just a person who's a stranger. It means anything that's strange to the sherish of who we really are. that we shouldn't be able to be mekabel tumah anymore. We shouldn't be open to that cheshvan of avinus, to be mekabel tumah from outside. That throughout, from Yom Kippur and throughout Sukkot, there's that Hashem is saying, Shuv Eli, come to me, come in the Sukkot, Shuv Eli, return to me. It's an amazing thing, Chazal tell us, that on Shemini Atzeres, so let me go back into the house, right? I mean, Shemini Atzeres is still, I'm not getting into the halachic issue of eating the Sukkot Shemini Atzeres, but at the end of the Yom Tov, we're able to return to the home, right? Because then Hashem says, Ani Eilech Eilecha. Hashem says, I'm coming to you. I'm going to go to you. Until now he's saying, Shuv Eilai. Shmei Yitzhar Hashem says, Hashem's book says, I'm coming to you. Ve'ez HaSudim. I'm going to make a Sudim together with you. L'ragli is galus as Simcha Neflazu. Therefore there's no greater Simcha than Shmei Yitzhar than Simcha's Tyre. It's the biggest Simcha, Simcha's Tyre. That's Hashem's book coming to our lives. That in the home we should be able to live with Him without being Mekabel Tum in our homes. Not having to run to a Sukkot. That you could live in the house and not be mekabel tumah. L'ragli is galus ha-simcha neflo l'zum is'irabonu his'charus l'haris simchasenu v'havasenu elav yisbarach shumah. That begins this competition. Hashem wants to show us how much He loves us, but we say, no, we love you more. And Hashem says, no, I love you more. He says, we love you more. V'zo haflogas ha-simcha shinamarim li'emzeh. This is the great simcha. Sukkot Hashem says, On Sukkot, we say to Hashem, we love you, we're coming to you, we love you so much, we love you more than anything. We come to Hashem in the Sukkot. Then Hashem and Shemini says, no, I love you more, I'm coming to you in the house. This is a good fight. He says, imagine you have two people who love each other. Echad writes to Laharis Chibos Lachaver, and one wants to show how much he loves the other. And the other one wants to show, no, I love you more than you love me. You can't possibly love me as much as I love you. So they get locked into this competition that could come with presents and with poetry and with all kinds of nice things. But they're locked into this competition of who loves who, of showing love. The second one showed that he loves more. So now the first one goes back and says, no, Laharis Ahava Yoisik. He has to show even more love because now the second one showed him up. So now. Now he has to show even more ahava. Uma zem toisev v'chaveru, and that adds more. Now the other one feels more of a need to show even more love. V'chein hola hachavrus v'ischarus, this competition of love, via ahavla in case brings to infinite love. Kein biyachas ahavos li yisrael, so it is with Hashem's love for us. And onumus charem, we're competing. Laharis ahavaseinu elav. We want to compete and to show our love for Him. All the dancing, all the craziness of Simchas Torah. Ulumazem is gala ahavosa yoisik domito elena. Then He shows more love to us. Ume elenu elav. Back and forth. Ume elav elenu. On ein kates v'tachlis. Without end. Zeu ma'alosai me'it sumu shal yom ha'atzeres. This is the maila. This is the greatness of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Hamusogim shel Yemei HaSukkos. All of the concepts of Sukkos. The Toik of Goydlom Misif Artam and the great splendor and glory, the powerful glory and splendor of these days. He Mezormim Kolkach Bezerim Bilti Nifsak, they flow in such a powerful, infinite way. Ad Shemi Regula Rega Mishtanim Lagamri. I mean, Rabbi Akiv Moshe lived this way. But from one moment to the next, everything changes. Sukkos. Because of this competition. Mishtan Lagamri. V'lo yamayimit shal harega zu, hi yamayimit shal harega haba. And the simcha and the closeness of this moment can't be compared to the closeness and the simcha of the coming moment. Lefichach, look what a beautiful thing he says. The whole thing, this whole piece, I was shaking when I was learning it, really. Lefichach l'diras aroi. Therefore, the sukkah is called a temporary dwelling. Because the love that I have for God this moment is only temporary. Because the next moment is going to be a different love and a greater love. It's a temporary dwelling. There's such excitement that I can only dwell in this for a moment. I can only dwell in this simcha for a moment because there's something better. There's something bigger that's coming up. Sha'anan kavu aliyah is kamay shahayu mikardim. Because when the cloud is there, so it seems that it's kavua, and the cloud is sitting there, and it what was a minute ago is the next minute. But va'arai, but that inyan of arai, which means it has to be a temporary dwelling. Hu ha'yis'alus ha'bilti nefsekis, the temporariness, that quality of his'alus ha'bilti nefsekis, of higher and higher and higher without stopping, without ending. K'may chen yila osid, and so it will be when Mashiach comes. So we think that Mashiach comes, there's going to be stability. Yeah, of course there'll be physical stability, but spiritually it'll be very, very unstable, in a good way. Not like somebody who's not well, and you say he's unstable. In a good way to be unstable. It means as happy as I was a moment ago, I'm very unstable. I'm 10 times happier than I was a moment ago. I'm an unstable person. A different kind of instability. Iroi, everything will be temporary. Nothing will get old. Nothing, we won't get stuck anymore. Everything will be derech haroi. The Gemara says, "Asid the isha shatayli b'chal yahim." A woman is going to give birth every day, and we understand that that means something much deeper. It doesn't mean maternity wards, you know, and stuff like that. That asid the isha shatayli b'chal yahim, a new life every day, new life every moment, new life. Something much greater than what was yesterday. Everything will be aroi, everything will be temporary. Because it will be always new. Adiras aroi. Lav davka heilodah gashmis. It doesn't davka mean physically giving birth. It means Knesset Yisrael, Hashem's kala, Hashem's bride, Hashem's wife. It doesn't mean just every day. It means from hour to hour, from moment to moment, new things being born in our lives. Yes, aliyas be'ein keitz v'tachlis. Aliyas be'ein keitz v'tachlis, without end. Aliyas, ein keitz v'tachlis of aliyas. B'liv shum keva, without anything stuck, without anything fixed. Everything will be in a temporary way. Everything will be a sukkah. Zeh sukkas David la'asid. This is the inyan of sukkas David. The whole David HaMelech's life was like that. David HaMelech was himself a sukkah. We don't have sukkas Avram, sukkas Moshe. We only have sukkas David. But David HaMelech, from one moment to the next, was a different person. That's why we know that he really wasn't supposed to live, right? Adam Rishon gave him 70 years. He was on borrowed time. Literally, it was given to him by Adam Rishon, who saw into the future this neshama. What does that mean? It means that he saw every moment of his life as being temporary. Regular people don't live that way. They live in a life and they get stuck into a diras keva. My life is a diras keva. David HaMelech was, every second was a different David HaMelech. That's why by Kiddush Lavonim, when there's a new moon, which is his chadshes, we say David HaMelech so chavikayim, we say Shalom Aleichem. What does it mean? Why are you saying Shalom Aleichem? You know this person your whole life. Right? The person who's next to you, say Shalom Aleichem. Because when you say the words David HaMelech so chavikayim, you're able to say to a person who you've known your whole life, Shalom Aleichem, as if you never knew him. Because the person a minute ago is not the same person now. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. Dov Mesochai V'Kayim, Shalom Aleichem. Chai V'Kayim. Chai. Every second Achi is. Kayim means you don't have to die. V'Kayim. Like we were learning this morning. By Rosh the Shabbos. Chai V'Kayim. Zeh Sukkas David La'os. V'Kol Ma'ashe Kaidim HaMusogim. Ha'aroyim V'Meh HaSukkas. And whatever we're able to acquire in this avoid of arayus, of temporariness, of ever increasing, changing ahava and dveikus and so on, we could seal it and make it something which works for the whole year. Atzeres tiyelochem, atzeres to hold it in, tiyelochem that we could have. Gam simchas beis shoeva, and the joy that took place by the simchas beis shoeva by Sukkos, which was in the beis hamikdash from the first, from Matzian to Rishon, was every night of Sukkos. The big simchas beis shoeva was going on, that the mamash didn't sleep. Because if a person feels how precious every moment of life is, he doesn't want to sleep. But the Gemara says that they didn't sleep for the whole week of Sukkot. They weren't sleeping. Why do people sleep so much? I'm not talking about sick people, God forbid. I'm talking about healthy people. Why do healthy people sleep so much? Because they have nothing to live for. Is there any other reason? Can you think of another reason? Don't say you're tired. You're tired. You go to sleep for a little bit. You don't have to sleep for so long. Why do people sleep so much? If a person would see how precious every moment of life is, he wouldn't want to give up life. But Koishi would go to sleep for a little bit. I mean, what his body, obviously everybody needs sleep and the body needs sleep. But that sleeping became the American national pastime, that's a very, very sad thing. That's a sign of a very unhealthy society, to sleep. Healthy people want to be awake because they have something to live for. And the greatest mesikus of all is sleeping in the sukkah, which that itself is such an inyan of, there's such an oymik to the inyan of sleeping in the sukkah, where while you're asleep, every single second is awake, while you're asleep, which that doesn't happen, Stan, in a regular place where you're sleeping. Ushaftem mayim besalsim mimayneh Yeshua. Ushaftem, drawing out nu simcha, more simcha, nu, every second mimayneh Yeshua. From the wellsprings of salvation. What does it mean? A salvation usually just happens. What's the wellsprings of salvation? A wellspring is when there's new water every second. Right? Yeshua. Yeshua is not the Yeshua finished. The Yeshua happened. I'm free. It's the Yeshua. What's mimayne Yeshua? Ushavte mayim. Besosin. Mimayne Yeshua. To live a life of mimayne Yeshua. Ushavte mayim. The Kabbalan Ulpan Chadatin Mibchiv Tzadikaya. The Targum Yonison says an unbelievable thing. Ushafta Mayim Sasim and Yeshua. Targum translates, you will receive new teachings of Torah from the great Tzadikim. New teachings of Torah. So Simchas Torah. Everything is new. The same Torah, new. Shede Simchas Ashoeva Megim Lede Madrega Lies Tomid Beulpan Chadatin Mibchiv Tzadikim. That through the joy, through this whole process that we've been talking about, through the Tahara, not being the Kabbal Tumah, and being separated from the ways of the nations of the world, and entering into that place of oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the competition of love, Shuv Eilai, throughout all the Sukkos, and the coming to Shemini Atzeres, and the joy of Simchas Torah, a person is able then to have a life of Torah, which is Mirega Larega, from one moment to the next moment, Chidushin, new insights. New understanding, new feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebeshum rega loimis atkin klal, b'cho rega chadoshes v'chadoshes ulpan chadetin. That nothing is old, every single moment. They don't get old. They don't leave from us for a second. The mayone ha-yeshua, the wellsprings of Torah, the wellsprings of chidushim in everything. In the love of parents and children, a husband and wife, and friends, and Torah. Mimayna Yeshua, Shavta Mayim, Besosim, Mayna Yeshua, every moment. Chadoshes v'chadoshes, Upen Chadetin, Chadoshim la'bekarim, Rabba emunasecha. That each morning, Hashem returns to us our soul with great faithfulness. In every moment of life, there could be hischadshes that we are able to bring into our lives through these days of Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and Simchas Torah. Now, Shemesh Baruch should help us that we should be able to taste. If we taste a little bit of this, life will be a lot more meaningful. Life will be a lot better. We should taste a nice good kezayis, a kebetza, and more. of this that Rabbi Yaakov Meish is talking about, the Rosh Chodesh Shabbos and the Lichtige Yom Tov.